Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The fallout from this Wednesday's record number of layoffs in the WWE continues today. We'll talk about that. And we will remember WWE Hall of Famer Howard Finkel. For Friday, April the 17th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I had no idea how much love I had until yesterday. And that's the hardest part of letting go of this chapter in my life. I just want to say thank you to the WWE family, everyone in between this everything. But I also want to say thank you because you gave me 14 years, and now, come July 17th, I can spread my wings and fly a little bit. And I feel fire again that I didn't have for a while. I feel, you know, ready to get in shape, legit. And I don't know, I feel hungry again, like very hungry. And I haven't felt that in a long time. So I'm just, no bullshit, get ready for the encore, because I'm gonna come back better than I ever was. That's a fact. But for now, gotta go, people. I love you, always will. I gotta go and figure out how in the hell I'm gonna feed all these damn kids.
So the fallout continues today of Wednesday, the day in which we saw possibly the biggest layoffs in the history of the WWE. It was Wednesday at noon where Vince McMahon called a meeting and announced that there were some layoffs coming, and we didn't realise quite the extent of how deep this layoff went. 30 plus on-air superstars released from their contracts, multiple backstage road agents and producers and writers gone, and a massive loss to the staffing body within WWE HQ as well. In all, the talent cuts will save WWE, according to Dave Meltzer, $703,000 per month. Overall, including not just the talent cuts, but the money saved by not relocating their WWE HQ as planned, they'll be saving themselves $4 million per month. Well, the WWE. This is obviously causing some big changes to the atmosphere at WWE HQ. PWI reported this just yesterday, saying that WWE staff were now acclimating themselves to the new normal of so much of the company being on furlough or let go. One person felt at least 40% of the company was gone today versus yesterday. And I've had four different people mention having some form of survivor's guilt over friends and co-workers being gone while they remained. It was a rough day, especially since those remaining have far more on their plate than usual going forward and now have less manpower to get work done. Cuts were across the board in every division. We are told that the live events division was especially hit hard, since there aren't any events currently going on, and the digital area of the company has also suffered deep cuts as well. Those who were furloughed were told by the company they would hope to be back in July and that the company would cover the benefits during this time. There are obviously a lot of people wondering if and when they will return to WWE at all. Big thank you to PW Insider for giving us an update on the mood within WWE HQ right now. And obviously we talk a lot about the superstars that have been let go because they're front and mind for all of us, but at least 40% of the company gone compared to just a couple of days ago. And it runs so, so deep. We're not going to hear about every single cut that happened within WWE. But we will more than likely see that play out in some way, shape or form, whether it is a change in the way things are run, whether, you know, this is a key time. And I've found this as well when being involved in like mass layoffs and such like that, that it does leave a lot of survivor's guilt and it does leave room for error. So it's an interesting time for WWE to sort of get their head around. When it comes to the superstars that were let go, we understand that they all have 90-day no-compete clauses. And as history will tell us, they will be paid for those 90 days. So they're certainly not going to be... It's certainly not a case of the majority of them just found out they now have no more money and that is the end. Like WWE will... To discourage them from going elsewhere, traditionally they've always put these 90-day no-compete clauses in. It's essentially like a gardening leave type thing for WWE performers, and it will mean that there will be, in the short term, some financial comfort for those let go. But then going forward, it's a case of finding new things. Now, WWE stars have broken their silence since being let go on Wednesday. Quite a few have made comments online, mainly thanking the WWE family, quite a lot thanking WWE for the opportunity to work. A lot of people also thanking the WWE universe and thanking the fans. And there's a lot of positivity in the air as well from some of them. EC3 has been a fascinating one to watch because it was almost like he knew something was coming, because moments after being revealed as one of the names going, he had a really well-shot video ready to go. He had a character backstory, and he's back in the gym. Him and Drake Maverick posted a video of them working out together. So they go on from here. And it seems like for EC3, this will be something that will hopefully be a benefit to him. Heath Slater broke his silence since being let go on Wednesday. Just yesterday, he spoke to Fightful. And Heath Slater was one of many heartbreaking releases from WWE this week. 16 years Heath Slater has been a part of WWE. And now he's no longer there, which is a very strange thing to think of. But Heath Slater spoke and he said, "The outpouring of love from the locker room, the corporate staff and the WWE universe has been extremely, extremely overwhelming. I'm seeing now that it's sometimes your accomplishments that aren't always about what you know in the ring, but it's what you do behind the scenes for people around you. I had no idea how much love I had until yesterday. And that's the hardest part of letting go of this chapter in my life. I just want to say thank you to the WWE family. You gave me 14 years. And now, come July 17th, I can spread my wings and fly a little bit. I feel that fire again that I didn't have for a little while. I feel ready to get in shape and I feel hungry again, like very hungry. And I haven't felt that in a long time. Get ready for the encore because I'm going to come back better than ever. And that is a fact." Heath Slater's just going to get beefed up, come back and win the WWE title, isn't he? That's exactly what's going to happen here. He's going to do a Jinder Mahal and he's going to do a Drew McIntyre. Eric Young took to Twitter after his release on Wednesday and said, "Thanks for all the kind words. It is hard to explain what they mean to me, so I won't even try. But know that it is appreciated more than you could ever know. Excited about the possibilities. Excited about my choices. Excited to right others' wrongs." Lots of people are quote retweeting Eric Young at this point. Old stablemates like Killian Dane, friends within the WWE like Natty Neidhart. Also, AEW's Sean Spears quote retweeted Eric Young's tweet with the words, "The man." Eric Young is very well respected. He is one of those guys, as Lance Storm said as well, that can be almost anything. He can be a babyface, he can be a heel, he can be a comedy character, he can be a serious character. A lot of people say Eric Young is going to be an asset to whichever company snaps him up. And I believe that as well. Tommy Dreamer was speaking on his House of Hardcore Twitch channel about some of the cuts from Wednesday. And he says, we have to take it one day at a time. I've reached out to several people who've been let go today and their lives will be fine. There is life after WWE. Hopefully, they'll have 3 more months of pay where they can keep getting paid by WWE as per, when most times they get released. And then in 3 months, this is all cleared up. I feel personally that wrestling shows and all that won't happen probably till October or November, so we could all get back on our feet by then. You can't hate the WWE, says Dreamer. You can't hate Vince McMahon. That is business, and it's big business. I saw it in my little company, and I see it from WWE all the way down. Think of the financial hit WWE took with the loss of WrestleMania, from merchandise, Livegate, and all that stuff. So this is all coming down to money, and this is why stuff like this happens, and it sucks. But it's a business, and nobody has a job or guaranteed a job forever. I guess The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels and Triple H are the only three. Even Shane McMahon didn't have a job for a while, though he walked away, but that's business. The words of Tommy Dreamer from his Twitch channel the other night, defending some of the decisions that have been made over the last few hours. So how is the rest of the wrestling world doing through all of this? Well, we do know that Impact Wrestling have just finished a massive block of tapings. Wrestling Observer reported this in the newsletter this morning. It's tapings that will see them all the way through. For the next 12 weeks. They filmed 12 weeks worth of TV in 3 days, which is ridiculous. The only flaw with this setup is that Tessa Blanchard was unable to make the tapings. Tessa Blanchard is currently the top star in Impact Wrestling, which means, as a result of this, there's going to be 12 weeks of television that do not feature your Impact World Champion, as it stands, Tessa Blanchard. She won't be back as part of Impact Wrestling until mid-July. Another company is set to start doing empty arena shows as well. This is AAA in Mexico, who announced it just the other day. Starting from the 25th of April and the next 4 Saturdays, they're going to be running shows that will air on Facebook and YouTube. Not on Twitch, though, but Facebook and YouTube, which is their... The weird thing with Twitch is actually there's a lot of paid subscribers that watch through Twitch. It seems strange that you wouldn't show it on there. But you're going to see a Lucha Fighter tournament featuring 16 men, 8 women and 4 minis. No other names have been announced for it, but this is AAA venturing out into the current new norm, which is shows with no fans in. And we have to give some special credit to Ring of Honor, who have had a strange time of it over the last 6 months, to say the least. But according to Dave in the Wrestling Observer, Ring of Honor have been paying non-contracted talent, whether it be wrestlers booked on a per-show basis, ring crew, cameramen, referees, etc., that were originally booked for shows cancelled thus far through May. And they would have been paid at those house shows taken place. So had they had the shows taken place, they'd have been paid anyway. But Ring of Honor have honoured all payments for all talent booked, which is a really class move. And finally, we are paying homage to one of the pioneers of wrestling announcing. We lost WWE Hall of Famer Howard Finkel yesterday. Let's take a look back at the amazing life of the Fink.
Ladies and gentlemen, per the request of the challenger, I would like to introduce CM Punk's personal ring announcer, WWE Hall of Famer Howard Finkel!
Oh, yes. Howard Finkel was born on June 7th, 1950. One of his first jobs was an usher at the New Haven Coliseum. It was at work one night that he had a life-changing conversation with Vince McMahon Sr., who gave him an opportunity to announce his pro wrestling show, then known as the WWWF. This led to the Fink becoming the WWE's first employee in 1975, and in the process becoming the unforgettable voice of wrestling's most historic moments.
Yeah.
choice that had an impact on the company, but his mind did too. As Howard Finkel was the one who suggested that Vince McMahon call his big pay-per-view wrestling super show WrestleMania.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
Despite having his car trashed during a wild brawl on Monday Night Raw, and despite playing a hapless lackey for Chris Jericho in 1999...
Do you believe that Chris Jericho is here to save the WWF?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe in what Y2J stands for?
Absolutely.
Do you believe that I'm here to save your job, Harold?
Yes, yes.
Well, then you need to be on time, you need to be precise, you need to get your act together. It's all about impact, Harold. Impact!
It's Howard.
Oh, whatever.
And despite getting stripped to his underwear by Lillian Garcia in 2002...
People do not want to see Howard in his underwear.
Oh, no.
Oh, for God's sakes. And they're stained. Oh, no.
It's
Skidmark. Double a wide shot.
There was nothing but love backstage for the Fink. And in 2009, he was given WWE's highest honor, being inducted into the Hall of Fame. We here at Cultaholic send our love and condolences to the friends and family of wrestling's most iconic voice, the legendary Howard Finkel.
From San Martino to Backlund to Hogan to Flair to Bret Hart to The Rock to Austin to Triple H to The Undertaker to Shawn Michaels to John Cena and many more, I wanted to make their ascension to the throne memorable and remembered by how I announced their win. Well, tonight I'm going to steal a page from my playbook, if I may. Ladies and gentlemen, I, the Fink, Howard Finkel, am a new inductee into WWE's Hall of Fame class of 2009. Thank you very much.
For Friday, April the 17th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.